Real wealth is not about what you have, but who you are. Over the years, I've come to realize that living simply and frugally isn't just about saving money. It's about creating a life filled with meaning, love, and joy. It's about aligning my choices with my values, learning to appreciate what I have, and recognizing that true wealth has little to do with the number in my bank account. Times when I was feeling the weight of financial stress or the pull of consumerism, I took a step back and asked myself, what truly matters to me? What makes me feel alive, connected, and at peace? I found that the answers had little to do with money and everything to do with living a life filled with gratitude, generosity, and love. I want to share my journey, not as a blueprint, but as a reminder that a life rich in experiences, relationships, and gratitude is available to all of us. True wealth is not of the pocket, but of the heart and of the mind. The biggest game changer was to redefine what wealth meant to me. Society often equates wealth with luxury cars, big houses, and designer clothes, but I have found that wealth has a different meaning for me. True wealth is the ability to spend a lazy Sunday walking among the flowers on a hillside. The joy of cooking something delicious from scratch, and the freedom to pursue passions without the weight of debt. It's about creating a life that feels full, not because of material possessions, but because of the love and experiences that fill it. Living simply and frugally has taught me to slow down and appreciate life's small joys, like the appreciation for a beautiful horse in a meadow and my excitement as I try to win over her trust with carrots, or simply just watching the clouds drift by, fills my days with a richness that money can't buy. It's about choosing quality over quantity, connection over consumption, and mindfulness over mindless spending. There are so many things in this world that are more important than money. True wealth isn't just about saving, it's also about giving. Volunteering time to help out a friend, like feeding her pigs so that she can enjoy a day away from her farm, or simply being present for others in need, has enriched my life in ways that no paycheck ever could. I've also learned to invest in myself, whether it's through learning new skills or reading or taking care of my mental and physical health. These investments yield returns far greater than any stock portfolio. They make me feel rich in confidence, knowledge, and well-being. It is not the man who has too little, but the man who craves more who is poor. Gratitude unlocks the fullness of life. It turns what I have into enough. When I feel a pull to buy something new, I pause and reflect on what I already have. Gratitude has been my biggest tool in curbing unnecessary spending. It's amazing how much more abundant life feels when you take stock of your blessings. At first, frugal living felt restrictive. But as I began to see the impact small changes made on my money, I realized that frugality wasn't about deprivation. It was about making intentional choices. I wasn't saying no to everything. I was saying yes to the things that truly matter to me. Instead of spending on the latest gadgets or trends, I invest in experiences. A newly discovered hike, sharing laughter with loved ones, exploring a new town, or taking in a performance. These moments create lasting memories. Living below my means has given me peace of mind and financial security. I track my expenses, set a budget, and make saving a priority. Over time, those small savings have added up, allowing me to enjoy the security of an emergency fund and the freedom that comes with not having to worry about money. In the end, I've discovered that happiness isn't something you can purchase. It's something you cultivate. And while money has its place in providing security and opportunities, it's the wealth of relationships, experiences, and personal growth that makes life truly fulfilling.